hello and welcome to today's Woman Unveiled with me, your host, Shannon Battle. This is the space where we as women are able to come together in our true authentic self, peel away the mask, the societal expectations, and just learn to embrace who we are as we go through this journey called life. And as we're going through this journey, we learn more about ourselves for greater self-discovery. So if you've tuned in and you have been following me for some time, you know that the show used to be called The Psychology of Womanhood. I didn't like it no more because I'm at a new phase in my life. And in this new phase of my life, I am coming to terms with this season of transition. And I'm like, okay, well, now as I'm getting older, what's starting to happen is I think I'm becoming a lot more like my great grandmother. You ever had this person in your life that was very unfiltered and they would say whatever came to mind? And you're like, didn't you just come from church? And why did you just say that? And you're trying to understand, grandma, how you praying for me and cursing at the same time? But yet, you know, she was very true, authentic, and loving. And yet her words were still inspiring to you. So as we're getting older, I'm not saying go curse, but what I am saying is learn to really embrace the knowledge through the experience that you've acquired in your journey and be upfront and honest, because as we're able to be honest, we're able to help other women who are going through doubt, who are going through despair, other people in general, because there's a generation coming up behind us and we may not have a actual assigned leadership role position at work or even in your churches or wherever you congregate. However, we are leaders for people who have been assigned to us for mentorship, for guidance, discipling, whatever we're doing to build up the people coming up behind us. Because remember, life doesn't stop with you. And whether you have children or not, you have family, you have nieces, nephews, and you want to ensure that the legacy of what you've experienced, the value, the substance is passed on to those generations. So today I want to talk briefly to individuals, especially my women, because this is Woman Unveiled, for my women who are experiencing an overload of despair. And when I say despair, despair is an emotion that makes you feel like you're drowning. It makes you feel like the ground beneath you is being pulled away. And you've been experiencing this for quite some time to where you start asking questions as, when, God, are you going to do something? And how much longer? Because you feel like you can't take any more. I think about this as I've gone through different challenges in my life, and it hasn't always been the smooth sailing, but it feels like it's been more of a rocky road. And I look at women that I work with, and especially the couples that I work with, I really am very intentional on family and rebuilding family, because our families have been destroyed, particularly Black families. And to help people come out of that societal expectation that as to be a strong Black family, you have to have a certain level of income. That's not, you know, where I go when it comes to trying to help build a sound, structured family that has a lasting legacy that they're passing on to their children and their great-grandchildren. When doing that, I often find that the women have been muzzled for so long. And the reason why is because the weight of a woman typically carries a lot of load. If you ever think about, if you've ever watched women in foreign countries, when they don't have access to transportation and they have to carry goods from the market to their hometown, and what do? Oftentimes they have these big old pallets on their head. And you look at that and it's like, how do you stabilize that? Because that to me is impossible. I'm like, are these some type of acrobats? You know, have they had special training? But this is what they do. They're used to carrying strong loads on their head, Why? Because the head is the way that we process what goes on in our hearts. And when we're doing it emotionally and they're doing it physically, it all starts here in our thoughts. So I want to talk today to those who feel like you've been drowning so much in despair and you just don't know what to do to climb yourself out of it. I want to, you know, look at, okay, what is the problem that I'm actually dealing with? And what happened in this moment? Maybe it's something that happened yesterday or something that was triggered, you know, just this morning when you woke up or as you're listening, something may have previously happened. How did you get to feeling where you felt like the ground was caving in on you? A lot of things that happen in our past experiences are what drives us today in our current lives. And a question that I want you to begin to ask yourself is, what is it that I'm actually struggling with? What is it that is giving me partial satisfaction? And let me ask, you know, let me go a little bit deeper into that. You ever find yourself doing all the right things and you're doing the things that you once loved, but yet you feel like you've lost the zeal, the passion to continue to do those things? Maybe you decided to go back to school and you really love and embrace the exploration of learning more and increasing your knowledge, but yet it feels like something is missing, like there's a vague emptiness still lingering. Even though you know that you're working towards accomplish a greater success, you know that in this moment, right now, with what you're experiencing, that something's not right, and it's not right within you. Even though life is still doing well with maybe your finances, with your children, your husband is doing good, but yet there's something within you that still feels like it's something missing. And my daughter, she just got her wisdom teeth pulled and she was like, Mom, she said, it feels like something is missing. You just got your teeth pulled. Yes, there should be a hole there. But yet your body is going to do something to try to adapt to the emptiness. And I want you to think about that in terms of the emptiness that you may feel from something that you think that you've lost, and it has impaired your ability to feel your significance and your self-worth because it was really tied to who you are today. It was a big loss. And then now when you have a situation that happens in your life, it makes you be reminded of what it is that you lost, even if you're not intentionally thinking about it. So what I want you to begin to do is just look at, okay, why is it that I'm now feeling this great level of despair? What just happened? If you're doing the right things, you're doing what you know to do, but yet this feeling, you just can't shake it and it bothers you. I want you to begin to ask those questions and dive a little bit deeper, because it may not be the issue that you just were confronted with, but it may be things that you've never resolved from your past. How do you know they haven't been resolved? Because you keep visiting the situation over and over again. And what I would encourage you to do is find what works for you. If we could just for a moment look at a scripture that was really helpful to me when I was preparing for this talk. And I asked the question, I was like, God, you know, why is it that, you know, I'm feeling this despair and empty? Because I've gone through those situations. And so hopefully this will be some encouragement to you. It's in Psalms 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Like, okay, when is this happening? Because God, I want this. You know, my soul wants all of you. My tears have been my food day and night. That part, let's put a pause on it, because when someone is saying that their tears have been their food, David is saying this, right? Have you ever experienced days where you barely could look at a flower or look out your window without having a breakdown of crying? And a lot of people say, oh, you know, they get overwhelmed with crying. They don't feel like crying. But David is saying, my tears have been my food day and night. That's all I ate. I cried all the time. This situation I was going through, this trouble that I was experiencing, it consumed me so much that I couldn't even get myself together. And so I want you to be encouraged that, for one, you're not alone if that's what you're experiencing. You're not losing your mind. And there is a way to be able to start positioning yourself, repositioning yourself, so that you can show up better to identify what is triggering these tears and this despair. Then he goes on to say, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? And now we ask that question when we've been going through, think about something you've been experiencing. You've been waiting on God to really change a situation. And because I work so intensively with marriages, let's say you've been waiting for your husband to change. You've been waiting to see God. You see him making changes, but now you're waiting to see God. I need to see a move of God in this man. And the move of God is going to look different than what I've ever seen before. But what I'm looking at still doesn't seem in proper alignment. So God, guess what? Where are you? I'm still waiting on you. You said to trust you. I'm here and I've been waiting 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. And the manifestation still hasn't happened. And then so now David digs a little bit deeper and he says, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Then he says, I remember these things and pour out my soul within me. So now I got to go back to remember, because I'm in this place. I've been crying all day and night and nothing is happening. And now I'm questioning even if God is here with me. So for I used to go over with the multitude and walk with them to the house of God. Now, there was a community of support that David once had. He used to go with people and go to the house of God. And while they were there, they had a voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude celebrating a festival. When is the last time that you really celebrated what God has done with you in your life? I mean, I know things are bad right now and it feels like nothing else is going to good is going to happen to you, and you've convinced yourself and you've changed your mental perceptions, and it causes you to sink in the thought of never being able to overcome these fears that you've been fighting and battling all of your life. But when was the last time that you surrounded yourself with people who love God, people who help generate a praise out of you, people who help remind you that you're in a better position than what you were before? It may not feel like it, but you're much further. Imagine going through what you're experiencing now when you were still developing in your 20s. Imagine having to hold, remember I was telling you about the women in the foreign countries where they carry their products on top of their head. Imagine carrying the weight of something that may be 80 pounds as an adult now, as a child when you were 10 years old. Imagine the position that you're in now to be able to confront these fears that you're experiencing. So that's why I say, even though now may be, you know, seem like it's the worst time ever, you are stronger today than what you were before had you encountered this experience back then. So all of what you've experienced has been preparing you to be able to carry this weight, because this weight, now that when you carry it, you know you're not carrying it alone. You're carrying really nothing, because you're anchored with God and he's carrying the weight, but pulling you along in this process. And then when I was reading further in Psalms 42, the question was, why are you in despair, my soul? He questioned the soul. Now the soul that was thirsting for God, now he's questioning it. Why are you in despair, my soul? And why are you restless within me? Wait for God, for I will again praise him for the help of his presence, my God. So when I was reading that, I was like, dang, this is therapy right here. That was a really good therapy, right? And I was like, dang, I don't even need to schedule a session with my therapist, because God did a thing with that revelation just in that scripture. It lets us know that we will get to moments of being very down. Just being very down, feeling like we are worthless, we're insignificant. something is going to happen that's going to make you feel as though then the your need isn't being met, that you're not safe. And then when you feel safe, what do you find yourself doing? Retreating to do something that makes you feel safe, even if it makes you do nothing. So it's kind of neurotic in a sense. I will stop doing things. I will develop an attitude against my spouse. I will not put forth 100% because I know if I do 100%, I'm just going to keep getting let down. And so to protect myself from being let down again, let me go back to safety and do nothing. But today, because you're listening to this, we're going to stop that perpetual pattern and we're going to do something. What I want you to do is I want you to find you somebody that you've been connected with, somebody that has crossed your path, even if it was a long time ago, but yet they gave you an experience in their interaction that allowed you to become awakened and feel alive again. You keep doing this by yourself, and which is why you're struggling. You're struggling to make sense of things that just don't make sense. You're doing the right stuff, bad things happen. No, that stuff doesn't make sense. But why are you trying to reason with your fear? You need to put your fear where it belongs, which is in the hands of God, so that you can walk in power. It's time to be strengthened. How do you get strengthened? You do things, you do the things that you remember. Remember, David remembered what he used to do that caused him to celebrate. What do you need to do to form a mental celebration? How do you get back mentally anchored in those things that brought you joy, in those things that gave you peace, even though you were experiencing a lot of turbulence? So those of you who are struggling with despair on this day, I want you to be intentional and ask yourself, why am I restless? What is causing me to be restless in this situation? Why do I continue to repeat this pattern of having partial satisfaction, not meeting the goal, and then going right back into despair? Why can't I break from partial satisfaction to being fully satisfied? Why can't I get over this vague sense of emptiness that I keep experiencing in my life? You have got to begin to ask those hard questions, because subconsciously, inside of you, the fight that's going on, it does not want you to change. You don't want you to change. Your past don't want you to change. And unfortunately, you know, those are things that we just have to learn to develop mental muscles, spiritual muscles to be able to fight to overcome, because we are in a fight. Oh, you best believe. And if you have children, you are still in a fight, because the same spirits that are fighting against you are fighting against your kids. And if they're not equipped and you're not showing them how to be equipped, what do you think is going to happen to them? What do you think is going to happen to your grandchildren? So I think we really need to take our lives seriously and how we exemplify who God is. And we need to be able to recognize that if God's glory is real and it's made apparent, and I want it to be an example to other people who are watching me, how am I showing up when I face an adverse situation? How is it that I'm showing them that, you know, I still have joy even in the midst of these problems? How am I handling these situations with grace? Yes, I've had bad things happen to me. People have done things. People have lied. People have tried to come against everything that I have built in my life. But yet, how does God show me how to do this with grace, where I don't sit in the seat of despair, where I am not wallowing in my tears excessively too long, where it's preventing me from doing the things that God is trying to bring with me to expand the call that he has on my life? I thank you guys for listening. Today is going to be a good day for you. And if it's not, it's because you choose for it not to be. I know you may have situations that are going on that are beyond your control, but yet in this moment, in this time, you have the ability to do something that's going to awaken you, to allow you to become creative again, to let the word effectually work in your life again. And it's going to start with your confession of you identifying what's causing you to be restless and surrendering it, and really getting to the core of the situation, that you may be able to come out into the woman that you are unveiling. Take the mask off, sisters. If you want to continue to rock with me, just go to my website, www.shannonbattle.com. We have workshops coming up, so make sure you sign up for some of those workshops that will help you be more engaged and have a healthy, thriving marriage. Until we talk again, you guys walk in power, authority, and love.